Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Most important thing, we make decisions about winning, about putting the best team on the ice.
I think it goes beyond communication. It goes to a relationship.
Just drilled him with a right hand, then missed with a wild right. Lands a right to the shoulder.
You know, it's up to us to get the fans excited.
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
This is Oscar Plefbaum.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
This is Oil Country.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca.
Now, Bob Stauffer on
the official radio station of your Edmonton Oilers, 630 CHED.
Place. It is a game night. I know a lot of you don't like Nickelback. Why? I don't get it. Some do, some don't. I totally do not understand why you don't support a pretty good Canadian band. This is Oilers Now, brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Hugh Porter and the gang at Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Coming up on today's edition of Oilers Now, live from Rogers Place, high up on the 8th floor, our broadcast location. Opening half hour will set the scene. It's going to be a rematch between the Edmonton Oilers and the Vancouver Canucks. And one of the storylines, Dave Tippett saying earlier today during the coach's availability, the story today is at center. And we'll move fairly quickly and get into some of those comments for you. Today is a Thursday. That means Louis DeBrusk from NHL Hockey on Rogers will join us at 12:35. We'll have a one-on-one conversation with Tomáš Jurko, represented by Edmonton's Rich Winter. He's an interesting story. He's had two back surgeries over the course of the last 3 years. Had a pretty strong performance. Was the best forward on the ice in Vancouver the other night in preseason play. At 1:20, Ben Kuzma, who is a longtime post-media writer. And we will have for you at, what time are we going to do it? 1:35, a voice from the past. Many of you grew up watching him and hearing his voice on Oilers broadcast, specifically on ITV throughout the majority of the 1980s and even into halfway into the 1990s. I cut my teeth doing stats for this guy back in the day as well. Bruce Buchanan, he's written a book on his broadcasting career. It's called There and Gone. And Bruce will be joining us here on Oilers Now at 1:35. Here's how you get hold of us. You can reach us on a River Cree Resort Casino hotline, 780-496-0063. It is brought to you by Who's Live Anyways. And that takes place on the 28th at the River Cree Resort Casino. You can get tickets at rivercreeresort.com. You can text us at 630-630 on the Heartland Ford text line. Think all dealerships are the same. Think again. Heartland Ford out in Fort Saskatchewan. Experience buying a vehicle on your terms with no pressure at Heartland Ford. We're on Twitter at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer, and tweet Brendan at Brendan Escott. After I set the scene of the teams today, we get into our Oilers Now audio vault for direct work, where we're going to bring aboard Reed Wilkins, as we do every game day on a Monday through Friday here on Oilers Now as well. So lots to have it. Reed joins us at about 12:23 today. To the Oilers Now audio vault for direct workwear, where safety meets savings in Edmonton, Fort McMurray, and online at directworkwear.com. And Dave Tippett had this to say on the 3C battle tonight.
Nobody's jumping off the map yet. Tonight's big in that, if you want to watch one real interesting thing, watch the center iceman tonight.
There you go. It's that simple. He's laid it on the line. So let's take a look at the lines for the Edmonton Oilers tonight. Ryan McLeod will be centering Joakim Nygaard, we heard from him yesterday on Oilers Now, and James Neal on the right side. Cooper Marody at center with Tomas Yurko, who we'll hear from today, and Alex Chiasson. Gaetan Haas at center with Tyler Benson and Patrick Russell. Brad Malone with Marcus Granlund and Anthony Peluso. Haas, 41 and 38 point seasons last 2 years over in Switzerland. McLeod last year, 62 points in 63 games. But with NHL speed and an NHL frame to work with, Marody, 64 points in 58 games in the American Hockey League last year. Certainly the most dynamic of those three players, Ryan McLeod. The question is he legitimately an option to make the team this year? He had a long look last year, you would recall. For Gaetan Haas, you know, a lot of times when European players get signed, sometimes it's for an opportunity to come over to North America, check it out, especially for longtime established European players, because they can often return to Europe. So I'll be intrigued to see if Haas takes a step forward. He's going to need to, in my opinion, based on his overall performance the other night. And part of that for him and Nygaard was just getting used to playing in North America. All right, back into the Oilers Now audio vault. Dave Tippett on the opportunity for Nygaard playing tonight with Neal and McLeod.
I'm looking forward to seeing him tonight. His first game, I thought there was a couple guys, he was one of them. Lots of thinking, you know, too much thinking and not enough playing. And he's had some good practices now. Just get comfortable and go out and play, show what you can do. So he had a couple bursts in that first game, but I'm looking forward to see what he can do. Young McLeod played really well the other night. Like, he's a smart, good player, moves the puck well. So so we'll see where it gets with Nealer on there.
All right, and another reference on Ryan McLeod. And again, when you can skate like that, you have a chance. There's no question about that. For the Edmonton Oilers, I mentioned Tomas Yurko. Tippett adding some additional thoughts on his performance in camp.
He was his best outing last game, for sure. He's a combination. He's kind of trying to find his role in the game. He's got good skill, but he's trying to really bring a strong work ethic with it. And if you saw, he was one of the guys on the forecheck the other night in Vancouver who was just, he hounded the puck hard. He was solid on it. So I'm interested to see what he can do too. He's a guy he's kind of been under the radar with some of those other guys, but he's a guy with, he's got good experience in the NHL so far and looking to find his niche on a team. So interesting guy to watch tonight.
Ben Kuzma is going to join us today at 1:20 out of Pulse Media from Vancouver. Asked the question about Marcus Granlund, his ability to play multiple positions. Here was Dave Tippett's response.
Yeah, that's what I look at him as. When we signed him, I look at him as a versatile player. I think he's going to start on wing with us. And I look him in a major penalty-killing role. You know, I'd like to get him comfortable on a line where we need depth scoring, you know, and it's you know, our top two centers, hopefully those top two lines can drive some offense, but our bottom six has got to contribute some offense also. I think he can help in that part, as well as be a real good penalty killer. And in today's NHL, you have to have four lines that can play against anybody. He's one of those guys, I kind of call him a glue guy, you know, because he can play on any line, but he can play against any player in the NHL also. So I like how he plays. We'll find the right fit for him on the line, and hopefully he can get a role and be a real good player for us.
And so we've given you the forwards again. McLeod with Nygaard and Neal, Marody with Yurko and Chiasson, Haas with Benson and Russell, and Malone with Granlin and Peluso. Peluso in on an AHL deal. Everybody else is on an NHL contract. On defense, six defensemen on NHL contracts. The Oilers saw Oscar Klefbom and Joel Pearson each had 2 points against the Winnipeg Jets. Dmitry Samarukov will be paired with Matthew Benning. Keegan Lowe in the lineup. Plus 19 last year down in Bakersfield. He's their captain. Oh, sorry, Reed. I think I got your mic hot right now. Let's just go like that. Keegan Lowe tonight will be paired with Caleb Jones. He'll play the right side, and versatility is a key, according to Tippett.
The versatility is something that's an asset for him. There's not a lot of players that do it very well, but I know he's had some good experience there. So we played him a left the other night. We're going to play him a right tonight. And I've talked to Caleb. That's an asset that he has, the versatility that has allowed him to go back and forth. And when you get an injury situation, sometimes you have to have guys that jump back and forth. And I want to see how he does on the other side there.
All right, so let's look. That's Caleb Jones that Dave Tippett's talking about. Mikko Koskinen starts. Shane Sturrett's going to come in at some point during the game. Anton Burtisov is over at the rink at the downtown community arena. The Oilers cutting six players yesterday. Nolan Vesey, Ostap Safin on an NHL deal. Vincent Desharnais, Jake Kulovic, Luke Esposito, and Bo Strat. Vesey is also on an NHL deal. Chris Russell not skating. Mike Smith was out this morning. And he is, they're over the community room. They just skated?
Russell skated.
Oh, Russell was,
he took the morning skate.
Okay, Chris Russell took the morning skate. So there we go, just to confirm on that front. I think there was a tweet that just went out. Here's what Vancouver's rolling with tonight, by the way, for tonight's game. Bo Horvat with Sven Berchi and JT Miller. They picked him up an offseason deal. It cost him a first-round pick. It'll be Gaudette with Louis Erickson. Erickson scored 30 goals with Boston in 15-16, signed a six-year deal at $6 million per. He has 24, 23, and 29 points the last 3 years. Josh Levo picked up in a deal from the Leafs last year on the right side. Chad Beagle with Tim Schaller and Tyler Mott. Beagle, a right-shot third-line center, third-slash-fourth-line center, just 3 goals last year. Schaller also just 3 goals. Those guys came over from Washington and Boston, respectively, 3 and 2 year deals. Lukas Jacek spent last season down in Utica, a fourth-line right-shot center in tonight's lineup with Landon Ferraro and Justin Bailey, who was with Buffalo and Philadelphia in the past. On defense, Guillaume Brisebois, Chris Tanev, Jordy Benn, signing a 2-year deal of $2 million with Troy Stetcher. Oscar Fantenberg signed to be their seventh defenseman with Brogan Rafferty out of Quinnipiac of the NCAA. Markstrom will be starting in goal tonight for the Vancouver Canucks. He's their number one goaltender. Last 2 years, 2.71 and a .912 save percentage, 2.77 and a .912 save percentage. By my count, the Canucks will have 10 or 11 of the 23 men that will be on their roster. The Oilers will have 7. So that's a look at the opponents for tonight's game. Do you want to mention the Oilers alternate jersey available exclusively at the Oilers store this week through Friday? Special Ford Hall pop-up store open every day this week from noon till 7. Men's, women's, and youth sizing available. Lots of player options. McDavid, Draisaitl, Nugent, Hopkins, Nurse, Neal, Klefbom, and Cassian. And lots of alternate jersey merchandise to go with the jersey, along with other new merchandise to help get fans ready for the upcoming season. That was our Oilers Now Audio Vault. It is brought to you by our friends at Direct Workwear in Edmonton, Fort McMurray, and online at directworkwear.com. 12:18 in Edmonton. When we come back in Oilers.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy? Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now we're going to bring aboard Reed Wilkins from Inside Sports. Bob Stauffer, Reed Wilkins, Brendan Escott with you on Oilers Now.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
I'm pretty sure I've told the story before. Oh, wait, we're back here live. This is Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer with you. Joined by Brendan Escott back at the 630 CHED studios and Reed Wilkins from Inside Sports and the Oilers Radio Network. Hi, Reed.
Hey, Bob. Good to see you.
Have you ever worn, gone with a really politically insensitive Halloween costume before? That you shared a...
Seriously, that's the question?
Yes.
We got a game tonight?
Yeah. It's an exhibition game, right? Relax. They get more serious as the season... Gall darn it, you guys...
I'll tell you what, if I ever run for office, I'd feel pretty confident.
Would you?
That there's not too much to dig up.
I've actually been to politically incorrect Halloween parties before. That was the whole theme of it, so...
Like intentionally politically incorrect?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of going as a tree planter this year.
Are you? Maybe, well, maybe then you'd have...
I feel like I've heard enough stories I could convincingly play the role.
You know, is that where you're going to go? You worked at Blockbuster. You think we're not bored to bored to tears?
I should go as a Blockbuster video
employee. Know what?
I might still have the shirt somewhere.
If people saw you, they would think, yeah, that's a guy that worked at Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Because you kind of look like that everyday man that would work at a place like Blockbuster, which was nothing wrong with Blockbuster. It was a great company
for
Wayne Huizenga.
Owner of the Florida Panthers.
Do you know when I think I probably paid late charges to Blockbuster over the years, conservatively, $500.
Well, over several years. At least you paid them. You didn't have to get sent to a collection agency.
No. And you guys did that?
Yeah, if people were really, really behind, we'd send them off to a collection. See, the best was when I was working one day and a police officer walks in, and I thought he was coming as a customer to return something. He had a VCR, and he's like, hey, I'm bringing this back. I was like, okay, I'll check it in for you. And he's like, I'm not sure it'll be in your system. We recovered a bunch of stolen property from a guy's apartment. And I looked it up. I was like, oh, yeah, this has been missing for the last 2 years. Thanks.
Did you ever recommend something that you purposely knew... maybe you didn't like the attitude that somebody came in and you recommended a movie that maybe you shouldn't have recommended?
No, I would never do that. I was 100% friendly all the time.
My mother had the movie Personal Best recommended to her by a Blockbuster employee one time.
Which one's that one again?
That's the one with Margot Hemingway. Or Muriel?
Muriel Hemingway, I think, yeah.
It's about it's a love story between two women in the 1980 Olympics.
Oh, right, okay. I never saw that one.
Let's just say there's a lot of guys out there that would have seen that movie back then that probably liked it, okay?
Right.
So there we go. This is Oilers Now. We got a game day. What are we going to talk about today besides your Blockbuster? What was the movie, by the way, that you recommended the most at Blockbuster over the years?
That I recommended the most?
Yes.
Oh, God, that's tough. If someone was looking for a comedy and I could tell maybe we had similar interests and they hadn't seen This is Spinal Tap, I would recommend This is Spinal Tap. If they were looking for a thriller that they hadn't seen, I mean, you'd usually go something like Seven or Usual Suspects, something like that.
I would go The Princess Bride.
Yeah, okay. Good movie.
Never go wrong with The Princess Bride. And for something with a little bit more depth, maybe The Unbearable Lightness of Being. Okay?
I don't think I ever have seen that.
We won't talk about, to start, Tomas Jurko, who's a Slovak, not a Czech, for the record, because The Unbearable Lightness of Being is it was written by a Czech doctor. Anyhow, I digress. Let's get to the storylines for tonight. And, hey, Dave Tippett teed it up for us. Watch the centers. What's your take on where we're at with these three centers?
Yeah, I agree. Nobody's emerged. I mean, I thought McLeod had a decent game in Vancouver on Tuesday. Unfortunately, he missed his chance to probably put the game away to make it 3-1. The Oilers overall were dominant in the faceoff circle with McLeod and Cave leading the way. The issue for Cave is he got a huge minus on the goal against. One of the few faceoffs he lost,
yep.
He didn't pick up his man, and Sutter's open for a tap-in. So that's a huge one against him. I mean, we're not going to see Sheahan tonight. He's obviously in the mix. Potentially they could use...
Sheahan's not in the mix. He's on the team. He's going to be...
Sure, but is he going to be...
I think he'll be...
Probably the fourth-line center. I mean, look, we could have a situation here where the Oilers are going to have a bottom six to start the season. They'll have something called the third line, but realistically in how you'd like an NHL roster composed, they might have two fourth lines.
Yeah, I think that they're in much better position to have more depth than they had last year. You know, just you bring in Sheahan late, you sign Archibald, you sign Granlund. Those guys can all kill penalties, take some of the harder minutes away from, I mean, that could end up being a line.
Sure.
And maybe they get a lot of difficult D-zone starts and matchups and that sort of thing.
With Sheahan, that's
right.
Who he was last year.
It's going to be, for me, it's interesting with Haas. I need to see more out of him, and frankly, I need to see more out of Marody. I know that Cooper had a couple of assists in the last game. Haas had a difficult start to that game, and I think it affected his entire line with Chiasson and Nygaard. So, from my end, and then, again, Ryan McLeod's second training camp, it's impossible to ignore the speed and the fact that he's got NHL size too, Reid.
Yeah, he's very fast. Again, though, just with his age and experience, I think you'd sooner have him in the American Hockey League. Marody's interesting. He had an okay game, I thought. You know, he played all the rookie games in the scrimmages, but he wasn't 100% because the very first rookie game he got a bit of a knock.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I don't know if he's totally through that yet, though obviously he's well enough to play. Second leading scorer last year in Bakersfield, and Benson was the leading scorer, and Benson's in again tonight, and I thought he's had a very up and down first couple of games. Maddie asked the question this morning, and I would like to see Benson play with established NHLers.
Right.
I mean, tonight he's probably with Haas and Patrick Russell. Now, Patrick Russell's playing well. I'd love to see Benson get some time with maybe even Nugent Hopkins and Neal before the preseason is over.
We'll see if that occurs. We got Louis DeBrusque coming up. What time is our pregame show?
5:30, Bob.
All right, well, we'll see you at 5:30, Reid.
See ya.
Hey, thanks for coming by, Reid, and thanks for recommending Spinal Tap. Great, great movie. The biggest Sam Hunt fan alive, Louis DeBrusque, coming up out of the break after a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.